Theoretical recap. When you write HTML or CSS, errors are inevitable, and learning to read them is one of the most critical skills you will develop as a developer. An HTML error typically occurs when the browser encounters markup it cannot properly interpret, a missing closing tag, a misspelled tag name, an improperly nested element, or a missing required attribute. CSS errors happen when a property name or value is invalid, a selector is malformed, or a declaration block is not properly closed. Unlike compiled languages, browsers are generally forgiving with HTML. They will often render something even when the code is broken. This is a trap. The page may look fine visually while the underlying structure is corrupted. CSS errors are typically silent too. An invalid rule is simply ignored, with no visible warning in the browser window. This is exactly why DevTools exists. The browser's console and elements panel are your primary diagnostic tools. In the console, JavaScript errors will appear in red, and some HTML/CSS issues will generate warnings. In the Elements panel, you can inspect the rendered DOM tree and compare it to what you actually wrote. Discrepancies reveal how the browser interpreted, or misinterpreted, your code. The Styles panel shows which CSS rules are active, overridden, shown with a strikethrough, or invalid, shown with a warning icon or simply absent. Common mistakes to watch for: forgetting to close a div or ptag, nesting block elements inside inline elements, for example, a div inside a span comma writing color instead of color, using a value without a unit, width 100 instead of width 100px, or referencing a class name in CSS with a typo compared to the HTML. A healthy developer habit is to break things on purpose. It accelerates your understanding of how the browser behaves under pressure. Workshop brief. In this workshop, you will deliberately introduce specific HTML and CSS errors into a working web page, observe the consequences in the browser, and then use DevTools to diagnose and document what you observe. The goal is not simply to fix the errors, it is to develop the reflex of reading, interpreting, and articulating what went wrong and why. This is exactly the mindset that distinguishes a developer who can work autonomously from one who is blocked at the first sign of trouble. Start by creating a new project folder called Error Workshop in your working directory using the terminal. Inside it, create an index.html file and a style.css file. Build a simple but complete HTML page. Include a proper less than doc type HTML declaration, a head section with a title and a link to your CSS file, and a body containing at least one heading, H1 greater than comma two paragraphs, P comma, and one div wrapping some content. In your CSS file, apply at least 5 distinct style rules, set a background color on the body, change the font size of the heading, add a border to the div, set a width on an element, and change the text color of a paragraph. Make sure the page renders correctly in the browser before you proceed. This is your baseline. Once your baseline is confirmed and working, you will introduce errors one at a time. For HTML, cause each of the following: remove a closing tag from one of your elements, deliberately misspell a tag name, for example, write paragraph instead of p comma and create an invalid nesting, place a div directly inside a span dot for CSS, introduce each of the following: use an invalid property name, for example, color instead of color, provide a value without a unit where one is required, for example, margin 20 instead of margin 20px, and introduce a typo in a class selector so it no longer matches any element. After introducing each individual error, open DevTools, inspect what the browser renders versus what you wrote, and take note of what you observe in both the Elements panel and the console. For each error you introduce, write a short diagnostic note directly in a comment inside your code. HTML comments use less than, dash greater than comma, CSS comments use /. Each note must include the type of error you introduced, what you observed in the browser's rendered output, what DevTools showed you or did not show you, and your interpretation of how the browser handled the error. This written reflection is a core part of the deliverable. It forces you to formalize your understanding rather than just clicking around. Once all errors have been introduced and documented in comments, create a final version of the file called indexfix.html and stylefix.css in which all errors are corrected and the page renders exactly as the original baseline. Your submission must include both the broken version, with diagnostic comments, and the corrected version. Organize your folder cleanly. The broken files stay as index.html and style.css, and the corrected files are named as specified above. You have 2 hours to complete this workshop and must submit your solution before the deadline expires.